This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And good morning. Welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. It is our time once again to speak with members of the Manhattan City Commission. We've got Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear joining us here today. Good morning.
Good morning.
We've also got new mayor Mike Dodson joining us here on the program today. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, good to be with you.
All right. Well, City Commission meeting here coming up tonight. I guess the last meeting here before Thanksgiving. I looked, though, it doesn't look like you have a whole lot of business today.
Fairly light agenda overall. So a couple of general agenda items and just a few consent agenda items. So should be fairly light. Try to do that with a holiday scattered in there that week. And so hopefully... Things will go pretty well tonight.
Now, it looks like there's a couple different things here, one of them being an annexation request here for a lot of land. What's going into this specifically here?
So this is a request by St. Luke's Church to consider annexation of a 28.2-acre tract that they want to develop a church on that's just to the west of the intersection of Scenic Drive and Kimball, so where the new roundabout is and beyond Blueville Nursery there. And essentially, they'd like city services extended to them as their primary reason for the annexation. We call this, there's gap in between there in the city limits, so we call this as an island annexation request because the land adjacent to them and to the east is not requesting annexation. So in this situation, the commission initially considers a resolution of intent to annex the property, and then if that's approved, it gets forwarded to the Riley County Commission, where they weigh in on that request as well and have a period of time to review the request and either concur with it or they could oppose it also. These are pretty usually straightforward items, and so... This starts that process of island annexation. Once the county approves it, then it'll come back to as if the property was adjacent to the city. And so then it goes with an annexation and rezoning ordinance as a part of that.
So does that, whenever an annexation goes through, does that add to the tax base then too?
Typically it does. Churches are currently exempt from that aspect of things. So here it's primarily their interest in the utilities, so the city utilities for water and sanitary sewer services. That's the primary reason they're seeking that annexation.
Okay. Also tonight you're going to be talking about a Westar Energy Agreement. It seems like a lot of cities maybe are moving to this here. This is for wind energy?
This is an opportunity that Westar made us aware of. They're investing in a new wind farm, and they've approached some of their larger customers. And in this sense, it's primarily our water treatment plant and our wastewater treatment plant, which are big utility users, that they did some analysis on and indicated that we could lock in a per kilowatt hour rate for an extended period of time, generally over a 20-year period, and about 1.8 cents per kilowatt hour. And then there's some options there of do you want to go with half of your energy use or a quarter of your energy use or three-quarter or 100% in wind? And not a lot of experience with this sort of thing, and so we're recommending we do the 50% usage level, which should calculate that it'll save us $45,000 to $50,000 per year. We haven't seen many years where there hasn't been small utility rate increases, so we think it's a pretty low-risk type of thing, and certainly provides us an opportunity for some savings and an alternative source of energy.
And we're talking with Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Mike Dodson here. Where does, if this were to get approved, where would you be purchasing the wind from? Or where, I guess, where would they be purchasing the wind from?
I believe their new farm's in the Sabetha area. So just northeast of here is where this new wind farm is being developed. And again, they're looking at some of their bigger users that use a lot of energy and trying to help them with some of their rates and providing for better state stability and long-term planning for those rates.
All right. How much does the city typically, I don't know if you have this even with you here, but typically what do you guys spend in utilities here?
Yeah, I don't have that with me, so I'm sorry about that. It's significant. Obviously, sure. The plants are our big users because we're running a lot of pumps and motors and engines through that water, pumping water out of the well field and then into the plant and then everything that runs in treating that water and then pumping it to the reservoirs. And so it's pretty significant. And then, of course, we have things like the street lights and other types of users with the city's facilities that come into mind there, our parks and sports lighting, that sort of thing. So it's significant. So, you know, $50,000 a year may not seem like much, but it adds up over time and can be pretty significant.
And we have Mayor Mike Dodson here on the program, too. You recently became mayor here. I guess, what are you looking forward to here in your mayorship?
Well, I think we've got a few challenges, but as always, I'm quite an optimist. So there are a lot of initiatives that we have to manage. We're in a bit of a flat spot, as a lot of people say, and that's because of enrollments in Kansas State University and also in the expected deployments in 2019 of Fort Riley. So we'll make those up. I mean, it always comes back, and we've got NBAF coming, and so we're just going to work through this. So that means that all of us are going to have to manage pretty carefully on the way, but it also means that we have to continue to make investments so that when we come out the other side and begin to grow in the way that we anticipate, that we're ready for it.
Yeah, obviously there's a lot of development going on. And, you know, Manhattan, I always find it unique. Manhattan's in two different counties here. How do you manage that here? Does it present any new kind of challenges here than maybe other cities don't face?
No, I don't think so. I mean, almost when you talk to people about these kind of growth opportunities, when you look at any large city, they've bounded across rivers, they've bounded across other obstacles, and they're in multiple counties. And so the municipalities just kind of naturally begin to govern given those circumstances. So it's not unique. But for a growing city like Manhattan, kind of used to just managing inside our boundaries on this side of the river, it is new, but it's certainly not unique. I'd just like to add something Ron said on this island annexation. People might be aware that the other island annexation that comes to mind perhaps is the city airport. So if you go down Scenic Drive to the south, that is disconnected from the beginning of the city property that surrounds the airport.
Yeah, I've seen a few of these before. I lived in Emporia before, and our airport was and our golf course was just outside of town. But it was city property here, so it's maybe just a little unusual, but not uncommon, I guess, for cities.
I was going to say, as kind of city services and other development opportunities move out, it's kind of natural, and then it just naturally connects. So at some time, all that will be in the city. You saw Blueville, which we was that last year, beginning of last year, I think we brought them in, and
part of them, and they're getting ready to do some more.
Yeah, so, you know, it's a quarter mile, I think, between the edge of Blueville and this church development, so at some point that'll probably be all connected.
Okay. Looks like we have a caller on the line here, so let's go ahead and go to the phones. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yeah, good morning. General, I'll tell you what, Manhattan's in good shape. We have two very famous former generals, one at the university and one at the city, and if we get one at the county, we'd be in a lot better shape. But anyway, I want to thank you for your positive attitude and everything you do. But we also have to be realistic. We didn't get into this thing overnight. It's been coming. We've got a lot of star bond deals out there, and the island annexation shouldn't be a question. You did it out east of town, out at that place, what they call that?
Blue Township?
It's out there, Blue Township. Well, not Blue Township, but...
No, the commercial area.
Oh, the McCall.
Yeah. On 24th Highway. We did it the other night I mentioned. This should be a no question. Once you set a precedent, it's kind of hard to turn back, and a church should surely get the preference, and they're going to sell their church, and that can become a, something nice for somebody. But we'll worry about the zoning and stuff on that, and it won't be able to do what somebody needs to do there to make money. You got to make money. And you talk about the Pot County, Raleigh County. Well, the ambulance deal just came up. We had a big hullabaloo about that. My opinion is, and that doesn't amount to much, but we shouldn't even be in the ambulance business. We ought to get A&R in here, over those commercial outfits. We shouldn't be in that business. We got years ago, it was a funeral home. They put a light on the top of the funeral coach and go pick people up and take them to the hospital. Then we had some private people in there that didn't make it, so the county took it over. We can't keep taking over these things that don't make it. Well, the bus thing is in pretty good shape now. There have been three bus systems here that didn't make it, but now that the government got involved, it's working. Anyway, you're doing a great job, and I know you're going to do a great job, and we're so lucky in this town, in this community, to have some great leaders like you. All shut up and have a nice Thanksgiving, please.
Well, thank you very much. I mean, it's a pleasure to work with the great leaders in this community who have led it for many years. And when you go down to the Chamber of Commerce and other places, you can see their pictures up on the wall. And that only represents part of the folks that have brought Manhattan to this point. The ambulance business, one of the this is a county operation, obviously, and one of the options that they had was to privatize it, but they chose not to go that way, and they are having a few difficulties between the counties, but we'll let them sort that out. On the question about moving forward and have enough revenue and so on to do that, Ron and the city staff do a great job of managing the debt down, and we've got a schedule that shows when some of those bonds are going to be paid off. So our job is just to make sure we don't take on too much debt too quick and try to bring that debt down as quickly as we can and still get the kinds of things done that we want to do.
All right. Why don't we take our first break here? We've got some more to get to here with Ron Fear and Mike Dodson. We'll do that after this here on News Radio KMAN.